Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Paul Monaco here, broadcasting from Wallingford, Connecticut, in the parking lot of the Super Stop and Shop. Or actually, it's a regular Stop and Shop, not a Super. Anyway, who cares? You know, you're probably in a country that don't even have Stop and Shop. As always, it seems like it's kind of cliche. All my Audio Boos start out with me saying, gee, it's been a long time since I've booed. And as always, almost, it seems like I get a new device, and that's when I test out Audio Boo. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. Got myself a Google Nexus S Android phone, just downloaded the Audio Boo app, and I'm testing it out. So far, so good. Pretty much looks basically like the iPhone app that I have on my iPad and that I had on my former iPod Touch, which suddenly went white screen and ceased to function for no apparent reason. But that's okay, because I'm new to Android, and it really is making my iOS devices look antiquated. I'm not sure if it's the newness or what, but I really like the Android device so far. I mean, it's only been 2 weeks, so I'm going to give it time. I'll be fair. I've heard the horror stories, but then again, what device doesn't come with their own set of horror stories? So, you know, you've got your fans and you've got your haters, and you kind of just got to use your own judgment and go with what works for you. But right now, Android is really working out well for me, and this app is kind of cool. The one complaint I've been having about a lot of audio apps on both this and the iOS devices is why can't I do this with my Bluetooth headphone? And talk through that. Why do I got to hold the phone up and use the physical phone as a microphone? So I really wish that the audio integration was a little bit tighter, but it isn't. What else is going on? Going through a couple of life-changing events. As most of you know, I've been engaged for, well, heck, almost a year now. We got to set a date soon. People are bugging me on that. So the home life situation has changed a little bit. I got two teens in the house, and I have zero experience with that. So, well, now I have almost a year experience with that. But that definitely had some growing pains that I had to get over with that. I mean, I start out, I'm in this gigantic, what feels like a gigantic house all alone with more room than I could possibly know what to do with, to suddenly being cramped and having nowhere to hide and nowhere to work. And so I had to do some adjustment. I had to jostle my life around just a little bit. Nothing too dramatic, but just had to get used to a different set of conditions, and that's all working out. And now that I'm settled in, now I'm kind of getting back into my social media groove again. I'm kind of not worried about the kids looking at me cross-eyed when I'm talking to myself into the microphone and doing these little imaginary broadcasts and whatnot. So I'm getting over that, and hopefully you're going to hear a lot more of me. But then again, don't I start every boo off like that? You probably won't hear from me again for another 5 months. But let's hope that's not the case. Anyway, all is well with me. I hope all is well with you as well. And we'll try really hard to get back on here and keep the broadcast going. All right, everybody, be good. Till next time, Paul Monaco signing out. PaulMonaco.com is the new website. Come visit.